We begin Davov Amud Aleph, the fourth line. Tanya, it was taught in a Braisa. Abba Ben Yomin Omer. Abba Ben Yomin said, Emolei nitna rishus la'ayin lirois. If the eye would be granted the permission to see what is doing around us, Ein kolberi yichoy lamed b'nei mezikin. No creature would be able to withstand the sight of the demons of the mezikin that surround us. Amar Abaya continues Abaya in explaining lessons about these mezikin. Inu nefisha minon, they are more numerous than us. V'kaimi alon ki kisla l'ugya, they stand around us like a ditch is placed around a mound. Amar Rav Huna, kol chad v'chad minon, every one of us, alpha m'smolei, have 1,000 of them on our left side, v'rivivosam yimine, and we have 10,000 of them to our right side. And that's why we say, it says a pasuk in Tehillim, yibol mitzitcha elof ur revava miminecha. We pray to Hashem that 1,000 may fall from our side, meaning the left side, ur revava, and 10,000 miminecha should fall from our right side. Omer Rava, hay dukka dahav b'ka'ala. We will see a number of times in today's blot that they used to have on the Shabbos before a major yontif, Pesach, Sukkot, they had what was called a kala, which was a major address given by the rabbi of the town or the Rosh Yeshiva, expounding on the halachas of the upcoming yontif. Hay dukka, says the Gemara, the feeling of being squeezed, the feeling of so many people jamming on you, the have a kala, the one experiences when attending these public lectures, minayuhava, comes from the mazikim. Maybe there really aren't that many people, and maybe it's not that crowded, but it feels crowded because all of the mazikim who stand around us. Hani birki dikshali, the knees that become tired. Sometimes a person all of a sudden feels a weakness in his knees. Minayu comes from them because they are pressing against us. Hani mani the rabbanim the balu, the garments of the yeshiva students that get worn out quickly, which really ostensibly, why are they getting so worn out? Yeshiva students aren't doing physical labor in their clothing, michufya dehu. They're getting rubbed out because they, the mazikin, rub against us. Hani karen de menakfin. Our feet that feel like they're knocked about, minayu, come from them. Hai man, sok the Gemara. The person, the boy lemedilhu, wants to know if there are mazikim around him. Laisei kitma nihila, he should take sifted ash from the hedra poriye, and he should spread it around his bed at night before going to sleep. Ubitzafra, when he will awake in the morning, chazi kikara the tanagol, he'll see marks in the ashes that look like the footprints of a rooster. The feet of the mazikim resemble the footsteps of a rooster. And it's specifically done at night, because at night, when a person is asleep, mazikin are more prevalent around him. Haiman de boile mechzenu, continues the Gemara, if a person actually wants to see them, laisis shel yosu de shenurta, he should bring the placenta of a female cat. Uchmasa bas uchmasa. It should be a black cat, the daughter of a black cat, Bukhrasa bas Bukhrasa, that this cat was a firstborn cat, which was the daughter of a firstborn cat, the Likle Benura, and he should burn the placenta in fire, v'leshachake, and then it should grind up this burnt up placenta, v'lemile einemineh, and he should then insert into his eye some of this ground ash, v'chazilahu, and then he'll be able to see the mezikim that surround him. However, immediately after conducting this process, ulshadya begufsa de parzala, he should place the remainder of the ash in an iron tube, v'lichtamei begushpanka de parzala, and seal it with an iron seal, the dilma ganvimenei, to be careful that the mazikim not steal from him the rest of the ash, ulichtam pumei, and he should remain with a closed mouth, so he will not be harmed, because otherwise, if the mazikim get a handle on these ashes, one could be in serious danger. Completes the Gemara's discussion of this. Rabbi Bar Abaye Ovad Hachi, Rabbi Bar Abaye followed this process. Chaza, he saw the mazikim, v'itzik, however he was harmed. Bar Rabban Rachmele, the rabbis prayed to Hashem on his behalf, v'itzi, and he recovered. Continues the Gemara with another statement by Abba Ben Yamin. Tanya, Abba Ben Yamin Omer, Abba Ben Yamin says, Ein tefila shel adam nishmas, a person's prayers are only heard, ela b'beis haknesses, only when they are recited in a shul, in a synagogue. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Malachim, L'shmaya elarina velatfila. We say that our God should hear our rina, our song, velatfila, and our prayers. Expounds the Gemara. B'makam rina, in the place of song, which is the synagogue, where the congregation sings Hashem's praises in a song, Sham, that is the place Tehei Tefillah, where Tefillah should take place. And therefore, the halacha is that a person should always prefer to pray in a shul whenever possible. If a person has the option of praying in a shul or praying at home or praying in a private minyan, it is preferable to daven in the shul. However, an interesting psak rendered by the Poskim, that if a person has an option to daven in shul or to daven in the home of an avel, a mourner, or if there's a simcha and a chas v'kala need minyan for their sheva brachas, the act of chesed, of kindness, of davening together in a place where people need minyan, supersedes the need to daven in a beis haknesses. Speaking about a shul, continues the Gemara, Amar Ravin Barav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak, Menayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Motzi B'Beis HaKnesses. How do we know that Hashem is found in a Beis HaKnesses? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Elokim Nitzav Badas Keil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found where there is a divine assembly, which obviously means a shul where people assemble to daven. How do we know where there are 10 people davening, Sheshchina Imohem, that the Shechina, the divine presence, is with them? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Badas Keil. God is present in an assembly of God. What does that mean? An assembly refers to 10 people, because when the Meraglim, when the spies were sent to leave the Midbar and see what Israel, the land of Israel, is all about, 12 people were sent. However, from those 12 spies, we know Yeshua and Kalev were different than the other 10. The other 10 spoke ill about Israel. Yeshua Mekalev than that. The Pasuk calls that group of 10 an Eidah. From there we see that an Eidah is 10 people. How do we know if there are 3 people, Dayanim, 3 judges, sitting in the Torah, that the Shekhinah is with them? In the midst of judges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges along with them. How do we know that if there are even just 2 people sitting and learning Torah, Sheshchina Imam, that the Shechina is with them? Shenemar Oz Nidbaru Yirei Hashem Ishal Reyehu. Then those who fear Hashem spoke to each other, V'yakshev Hashem. And Rashi explains V'yakshev, that Hashem waited and was present with them. Explains the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Oz Nidbaru Yirei Hashem Ishal Reyehu, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma Vikosev Sefer Zikaron Lefonov Liyirei Hashem Ulechoshve Shemoy. Ask the Gemara, my Lechoshve Shemoy. What does it mean, Lechoshve Shemoy, those who think about his name? Amrav Ashi, the Pasuk is teaching us, Chishev Odom Laso Is Mitzvah. If a person just contemplated fulfilling a mitzvah, for Nenis. However, something beyond his control came up, the lawyer Sahu, and he was unable to accomplish the mitzvah. Malalov Akosov Kiilu Asol. The Pasuk, God credits him as if he had actually fulfilled the mitzvah. So, the Sefer Ma'on HaBracha explains why is it that somebody gets credit even if he just wanted to do a mitzvah, even if he didn't accomplish his thoughts. However, when it comes to an Aveira, a person is not considered having sinned, even though he considered doing a sin, until he actually did it. Because a person wants to do a mitzvah. The reason he didn't do it is because the Yetzer Hara prevented him from doing the mitzvah. So therefore, we say you wanted to do it. The Yetzer Hara, which is sometimes difficult to win over, stopped you from doing the mitzvah. However, when somebody wanted to do an Aveira, there's no Yetzer Hara stopping him from doing the Aveira. If he really wanted to do the Aveira, he could have easily done it. What was standing in his way? Nothing was standing in his way. And if therefore he didn't do the Aveira, it's obvious that he really didn't want to do it. However, of course, the Mefarshim explain that although someone who wants to do a mitzvah and just wasn't able to accomplish it gets schar, gets reward, certainly someone who does a mitzvah gets far more schar than somebody who just considered doing the mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. How do we know that even if one person is sitting and learning Torah, that the Shechina is with him? Shenemar, the call hamokim, in any place, asher asker shemi, where my name is mentioned, avoy elecha overachticha, God tells us he will come and bless us. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. V'chimi achad afilu chad. But if the Shechina accompanies even one person who studies Torah, Tremi Boye, so obviously 2 people have the Shechina there. So why does the Pasuk have to tell us that 2 people have Shechina with them when even one has? Answers the Gemara. Trei Michtvin Milayi B'Sefer Zechroinus. When 2 people are learning and studying together, their words are inscribed in the book of remembrance. Chad, when one is learning Torah alone, lemichtavi milay b'sefer zechroinus, his words are not inscribed in the sefer zechroinus. Ask Tosfos, we know that everything we do. The Chomasecha b'Sefer Nechtavim, the Mishnah Masechta Ovo says, everything we do is written in a Sefer. So how can we say that if one person is studying Torah alone, his actions are not written in a Sefer Zechronos? In answer, Tosfos explains that the Gemara is referring to a special book. Although everyone's deeds are inscribed in Shemayim, in their own separate book, which will be opened when a person comes up to Shemayim, one who studies with a partner has his deeds inscribed with other people's exceptional deeds in a special communal book. Explains the Yalkut HaMe'iri. Just like kings would have in ancient times a special book where important events in the history of their country were transcribed, similarly, in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special book inscribing also all of special events. Two Jews learning together is a special event and is inscribed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's book. Explains the Mashal, what makes two people's learning so very special? Because when two people learn, they're able to help each other, make sure that they understand what they're learning, and come to Emes HaPshat. Continues the Gemara in asking, V'chi ma'achad afilu trei. But if the Shechina accompanies even two people study together, t'losu m'boyin, why is it that the Pasuk has to teach us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there with three people are in a din Torah? Answers the Gemara, Ma'atayma, one might have thought, Dina Shoma Ba'almahu, judging a civil case is merely a matter of making peace. It's not considered actual Torah study. And therefore, the Layash Shechina, the Shechina doesn't necessarily come to a din Torah. Kamash Malan teaches us the Pasuk, the Dina, judging a civil case according to a din Torah, Nami Hainu Torah, is also considered the study of Torah. However, the Mefarshim explain, that's if the Dayanim are doing it L'Shem Shemayim, not if they're doing it as a job to get paid. Ask the Gemara, V'chi me'achad afilu t'losa, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Shechina, even when three people are sitting in judgment, Asar Mabayi, is there any... It's obvious that there were 10 people at Kadosh Baruch Hu exist there. Why does we need a special pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Asara kadma Shechina ba'asya. When there are 10 people who daven together, the Shechina comes even before they arrive. Talasa, however, when there are only 3 people at the Yasri, the Shechina does not arrive until they're actually sitting and beginning the Dintara. And that's why, because the Shechina exists when there are 10 people together learning or davening, we have a minig to have in all of our shuls and their tamid a constant light which represents the Shechina, which is always there waiting in anticipation for our tefillah and our assemblage. Omer of Avinbar of Ado Omer of Yitzchak Menayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Menayin Tefillin. For where do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wears tefillin as we do? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nishba Hashem b'yaminoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sworn by his right hand, u'bezroya ozo, and by the arm of his strength. B'yamino, su Torah, refers to the Torah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Miminoi, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand, Eish Taslamoi, he gave us the theory of Torah. Torah is considered like fire. Ubizraya uzoi, and by the arm of his strength, elu tefillin, this refers to the tefillin. How do we know that this refers to his tefillin? Shenemar Hashem oz l'ama yitein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us strength. Strength are represented by the tefillin. Umanayin shetefillin oiz hem Yisrael, and where do we taka know that tefillin are considered the strength of Klai Yisrael? Tiksiv, V'ro kol ami oretz, kishem Hashem nikra alecha. All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon us, V'yarmimechu, and they will fear you. V'tanya, what causes this fear? Rebbe Elazar Gadol Omer, Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh, these are the tefillin that are worn on the head. And Tosfos explains why the tefillin Shebarosh, more than the tefillin Shalyad, because the tefillin Shalyarosh, on the tefillin there are the three letters of Hashem's name, Shin, Dalet, Yud. On the tefillin Shalyarosh we have two of the three letters, the Shin which is on the actual bias, and the Dalet which are in the Ritzuas. So since two of the three letters are in the tefillin Shalyarosh, they represent the power of tefillin. Omle Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Oven. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya Bar Oven, Hani tefillin demari alma. If we just said HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, Mak Sibu, what is written in those tefillin? Omle, the pasuk of Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Ba'ech Ba'aretz. Who is like our nation Israel, one nation in the land? Asks Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Umi Mishtabeh Kutsh Baruch Hu B'Shvecha Yisrael, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu praised with the praises of Israel? Responds Rav Chiya Bar Oven, in, absolutely, the Ksiv, as Hashem HaMerta HaYoin, we praise Hashem today, the Ksiv, and then the Pasuk says, Vashem HaMircha HaYoin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises us. Omla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Atem asisuni chativa akas boilam. You have made me a subject of unique praise in this world. Vani es eschem chativa akas boilam. I also proclaim Klal Yisrael's uniqueness. Atem asisuni chativa akas boilam. How do Klal Yisrael single out Hashem? Shenem shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We Jews proclaim that Hashem our God, Hashem is one. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vani Esa Chativa Achas Ba'olam, I make you unique in praise. Shenema Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael, who is like our people Israel, Goy Ech Ba'aretz, one nation in the world. Amlei Rav Acha Berei Deravel Rav Ashi. We all know that in the Tefillin, there are Tefillin Shel Rosh, there are four compartments. Tefillin Shel Yad, there's one compartment. But whether that there's four compartments or one compartment, in our Tefillin, there are four parashiyos, four different chapters from the Torah. Rashi says there's Shema, V'hoyim Shemaya, Kaddish Shli Kabachor, V'hoy Kviyacha. So Teinach B'chad B'Yisa. In one of the batim of our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tefillin, we established the Pasuk of Mi Kam Yisrael Ge'ech Ba'aretz is there. V'shar Batimai, what about the other three compartments? Amalei, these are the Pesukim. One is, K'mi Goy Godel, Asheloi Elokim Kroivim Alav, who is a great nation that has a God who is close to him, K'shem Elokeinu, like our God, who the Kol Kreinu Elav, who is there whenever we call him. The next parasha is Mi Goy Godel, who is a great nation, Ashloichukim Mishpatim Tzadikim, that has righteous decrees and rules, Kechol HaTorah Hazois, like this entire Torah, Shanoichim Noisim Osnechem Ayoyim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu places before us today. The next parasha is Ashrecha Yisrael, praised are you, Klal Yisrael, Mi Kamoicha, who is like you, Amnoisha Bashem, a nation saved by Hashem, Magen Ezrecha, who is a shield to you, Vashek Cherev Gaasecha, who is a proud sword for you, V'yikoshu Oyvechaloch, your enemies attempt to deceive you, V'ata Abba Meseimetroch, but you will trample them. And the last parasha is Oyanisa Lakim. The next parasha is Oyanisa Lakim, Lova Lakachle Goy Mekarev Goy, who has a God who miraculously came to take for himself a nation from among nations, with challenges, signs, wonders, and war, with a strong arm an outstretched hand with wonderful, awesome deeds, like Rosh Baruch Hu did for us in Mitzrayim in front of our eyes, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us supreme over all nations of the world, for renown and for splendor, and to make you a holy people to God as he spoke. Asks Rav Acha, so now we have too much. We have five. And the tefillin only have four. Answers Rav Ashi, El mi goy godl, or mi goy godl, the two psukim that have the words mi goy godl, the damil adadi, which are very similar, b'chad beisay, are kept in one compartment. Ashrech Yisrael mika amcha Yisrael b'chad beisay, is another bias. Or anis alakim is the third bias, b'chad beisay, l'sitcha el yoyim is b'chad beisay in the fourth. The kula, exib bedrei, we turn the page to Dav Vav Amid Beis. All of these verses are also written on the Tefillin Shel Yad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Wears. Continues the Gemara. Amar Ravin by Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak. Kol HaRogel Lavel Beis HaKnesses. Whoever is accustomed to coming to Shul. V'loy Bo Yom Echad. And all of a sudden, one day, he doesn't show up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks about him. Where is he? Shinemar, mi bechem, who is amongst you? Yirei Hashem, that fears Hashem. Shemei bekal avdoi, who listens to the voice of a servant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the prayers of a person who attends shul regularly. And all of a sudden, Asha Holach Ashachim, who now walks in darkness, they noigaloi, and does not have light. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, where is this person? However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about this person, Im Ladvar Mitzvah Holach, if he went out and he did not attend shul because he was doing a mitzvah, noigaloi, he will have light. He's excused. However, from Dvar Shus Halach, he went for something which is elective. He went for Panasa to earn a livelihood. Einoigaloi, he will not have light. For even though earning Panasa is a mitzvah, it does not supersede going to shul. On the contrary, continues the Gemara, Yiftach b'shem Hashem, he ought to trust in the name of Hashem. My Tama. Why doesn't he have light? He should have listened and trusted Hashem's name and davened to him, but he didn't. He went to earn a livelihood instead of coming to shul to daven. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to a synagogue, and he does not find 10 people in attendance, miyad hu koyis, he immediately becomes angry. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, mado abasi, Hashem says, why have I come? Vein ish, there is no man. Kurasi, I have called. Vein oina, the minion is missing. Omrav chelba, omrav huna, kala kaveya mokum l'tfilosai, anyone who establishes a seat in shul, where he always davens, Elokei Avram Israel, the God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Avram, will be of help to him. Ukshemes, and when such a person leaves the world, Oimrim Olav, what is said about him, a onav a chassid, woe for the loss of a humble person, woe for the loss of a devout person. Mitalmidov shel Avram Avinu, this person was a Talmud of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu menol on the cover makom. And from where do we know that Avram Avinu was careful to have a designated place where he prayed? Shenema, Diksiv, because it says, V'yashkev Avram baboiker, ala mokom esh Avram et sham. Avram arose early in the morning to the place where he had stood before Hashem. Then Amida el tefillah. When the pasuk uses the word Amida, standing, it means praying. Shnemar, as it says, Vayamay Pinchas. Pinchas stood up, Vayifalel, and he prayed. Amida means praying. There's an interesting machlokes rishonim. What does kaveya makom tefillah mean? Where are you supposed to be kaveya makom? Rabbeinu Yoina says that kaveya makom means when somebody's praying at home. Since he's not praying in the place where he's normally davening in the Beis HaKnesses, he's praying at home, he should have at least a specific place designated for where to daven. As Avram, who did not necessarily daven in a synagogue, had such a place. The Rosh disagrees with Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says, Kala kaveh mokum tefillah means that a person should have a designated place where he prays. Moreover, Zok the Rosh, not only should he have a designated place where he davens in the synagogue, which synagogue he davens, but even in the synagogue that he davens, he should have a place where he always davens. The Mefarshim explain, why is the person who has this designated place called the Anav V'Chassid, a humble and pious person? Because what kind of a seat is the seat that you'll always have? It's a seat that's not that desirable. Who is a person that will always agree to pray in not the necessarily most desirable place? A humble person. The other person who has a desirable seat is the person who always comes to synagogue early. That's a chassid, a devout person. A person whose kaveya mokaim is a anav or a chassid. Continue the Gemara. Amrav Chelba, Amrav Huna. Hayotzi Beis HaKnesses. When one is leaving the synagogue, Al Yafsiya Psiya Gasa, he should not take long steps. However, qualifies Abaya this halacha. Amar Abaya Lo Yamar Elal Meitak. This was only said regarding somebody leaving the shul. Avel Meil, when arriving to shul, Mitzvah Lemret. There's a mitzvah to run to shul. Shenemar Nirdefa L'Dasas Hashem. We will run to know Hashem, to be in His presence in shul. Amar Zera. Miresh, originally, when I used to see the yeshiva students, the karati lepirka b'shapta, they were running to the lecture that was given on Shabbos, amina kamachayi rabbonin shapsa, I would say that these yeshiva students are being mechalal Shabbos, because on Shabbos, the pasuk says, imtoshiv mishabbos reglecha, a person should take it easy on Shabbos, not run. However, Kivin the Shemana Lahad Rav Tanchum Amar Bishub and Levi. When I heard what Rav Tanchum said in the name of Bishub and Levi, La Oilam Yoritz Adam Dvar Halacha, a person should always run to hear a Dvar Torah. Vafil b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, Shenemar Achrei Hashem Yelchu, a person should go after Hashem. Ka'ariy Rosh Yishog, who will roar like a lion, Anan Namiritna. I too began to run to shul on Shabbos. Amr of Zera, Agra the Pirka, the main reward that comes to a person for attending a Torah lecture is Rita. It comes from his running, his rizis to attend that shir. Amr Baya, Agra the Kala. Earlier in our shir, we spoke about the Kala, that big lecture that was given before Yontif. What is the main reward that is given for attending the Kala? Duchka. A person is squeezed. He's uncomfortable. And he still goes. For that he gets much schar, much reward. Amarava. Agra the Shmata. The main reward received from a halachic discussion is svara. Is the reasoning involved in understanding it. And Rabbi Yosef Shlita explains. Because it's difficult to always remember everything we learn. However, even though it may be difficult to remember everything we learned, the svara, the enjoyment, the elevation a person experiences from Torah learning, that remains forever. And that is represented by the svara in learning. Amar Papa, Agra de Beit Tamya, the main reward that comes from a person from visiting the house of a mourner is Shtui Kusa, remaining quiet. Amar Mazutra, Agra de Tanisa, the main schar a person gets for fasting is Sitkasa, is the tztaka a person gives at the end of the fast. And there are two reasons presented by the Mefarshim. One is that charity is more important than the fast itself, because that shows that we did tshuva. And another pshat is that sometimes a person may say, you know, this person fasted because he was trying to save money from the expenses that he lays out for food. So he wasn't that sincere in his fast. But if he takes the money that he would have spent on food and gives it for tzedakah, so obviously his entire intention was just to fast, to do tshuva. Amar Sheshes, Agra de Speda, the main reward that comes from delivering a eulogy, the luyei, is from the crying. And the Mefarshim explained, the luyei is the lashon of a deli, a pitcher with which water was drawn out of a well. The Mefarshim explained, at a hesped, at the eulogy of a chash of a person, the luyei, we're supposed to be like pitchers, draw out, learn from the lessons, learn from the wonderful life of the person who passed away. On Rav Ashi, Agra de Beit Hillulei, the main reward that comes from attending a wedding, mili, is the word one says to the bridegroom to bring him joy. On Rav Huna, Kol Mispala Achorei Beis HaKnesses, anyone who davens behind the synagogue, Nikra Rosha, is considered wicked. Shnemar, Saviv Rishoyim Yisalochu, the wicked walk round about. And just let's describe how a shul looked. The entrance was on the Maariv side, on the west side, and you entered the shul facing Mizrach, facing the east side, facing Israel. If somebody stands in the back of the shul, he doesn't enter the shul, and not only doesn't he enter the shul, but he also faces the opposite direction from the congregation, he is a Rasha. Therefore, Amar Abaya, Loya Morin, this title of Rasha given to this person is only El Dulei Mahada Apelebei Knishta. It only applies when he does not turn to face the same direction as the members of the synagogue. Av Mahada Apelebei Knishta, if he faces the same direction, Les Lambo, then his is not that significant, his wrongdoing. So the Gemara relates a story. Hahu gavra de kamatz lechur bei knishta. There was a certain man playing behind the synagogue. Vlemahada apela bei knishta. And he did not turn facing the synagogue. Cholof Eliyahu chazia. Eliyahu passed by and noticed him. Idme lekitaya. And Eliyahu appeared to this person like an Arabian merchant. Omlei. And he said to him, Kadubar kamimarach. You stand before God, you stand near a synagogue, however you act as if there are two gods, not facing the same God all the members of the synagogue are facing towards. Shol of Safsara, Eliyahu drew out his sword, the katle, and killed him. Omlei humer abonin l'rabibi barabaya. One of the rabbis asked Rabibi Barabaya, Vamlei Rabibi Rav Nachman Yitzchak. And some say it was Rabibi that asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Mai, what is the definition of the pasuk that says Krum Zulas Uvnei Adam? Omlei, Eiril Dvarim Sh'ayin V'rumi Shal Olam, there are things that stand in the pinnacle, Rumai means on top, at the zenith of the world, Uvnei Adam Mezazlum Behen. The people treat these things lightly. This is in reference to what we just learned. A person who does not treat a synagogue, which we have explained in today's shiur, is so important, without the proper respect. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar the Ami Tavayu, a different explanation of this pasuk. Kivin yishnetzarach adam lebrius. When a person becomes dependent on others, ponav mishtanes kekrum. His face, the color of his face changes like a krum, which we will explain in a moment what that is. Shnema krum zulas levnei adam. My krum, what is a krum? Kiosra v'dim ama, oif echod yesh, b'kake yam. There's a certain bird found in the cities of the sea, ukrum shmai, called krum. The kivin shecham is a rechas, when the sun shines on it, mishapech l'kam megavnin, it changes to all different colors. The Gemara points out how difficult it is for a person who is dependent to live on others. Rav Ami and Rav Asi both say, Kilo nidim b'shnei dinim. A person who has to be dependent on others, it lives as if he were sentenced to two punishments. Eish umayim, fire and water. Shinema her kafta enosh l'rashenu. You have mountain people, enosh means people on our heads. Donu is like we have gone, b'eish umayim. V'amrav chel v'amrav huna. La'olam ye adam zar b'tfilas ha-mincha. A person should be especially careful to daven mincha, the afternoon prayer. She'el nena el b'tfilas mincha. El-yol was only answered, and we'll say the story in a moment, by tfilas mincha. Shenema. We know El-yol was standing on the Mount Carmel, and he confronted the Nevi'e Habal to demonstrate who is the true God. Hashem, our God, is the true God. Says the pasuk, "Vayehi b'lois ha-mincha." It was at the time of the offering of the mincha. V'yigash Eliyahu Navi, and Eliyahu approached. V'yoyma aneni Hashem aneni, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, answer me. What was Eliyahu's double prayer? Aneni twice. Aneni, answer me. Shetayir esh min ha-shamayim, that fire should come down from the heaven and burn my carbon, showing that it was accepted. Vaneni, and also answer, Shlayoimu Masik Shafnein, people should not say I did it through some sort of witchcraft. Why is Mincha so special? Because in Shachris, in the morning prayer, a person hasn't begun his day. And it's easier just to begin your day by davening. Ma'ariv is when the day is over. It's also easy just to go to shul and daven. But in the middle of a hectic workday, a person takes out the time to daven, particularly with a minyan, and preferably in a shul, it shows how important prayer is to that person. Rabbi Yochanan says, after tefillas arvus, even ma'ariv is important. Shenema, as it says, tikon tefillasi, let my prayer stand in front of you, K'tayrus lafanach, like the K'tayrus, like the incense which is in front of you, Masas kapai, the lifting of my hands, Minchas Arev, the nighttime prayer. K'tayrus was prepared after the Mincha carbon every day. Ramnach Yitzchak Amar, at Tefillah Shachris, so too the Tefillah Shachris is very important. Shnema, Hashem boike tishma koili, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, adorn, you hear my voice, boike erech lecha, and in the morning I arrange my prayer to you, Vatzapan, and I wait expectantly that you should fulfill my prayers. V'amrav chel v'amrav huna, kol anenem sudas chosin, whoever benefits from the banquet of a chosin, of a bridegroom, v'enem samchoi, and he does not participate in making him happy, oiv v'chomesh koilesh, he has violated the spirit of five voices that the pasuk mentioned. Shnemar, Kasosoin is one, the voice of joy, the sound of joy, the Kasimcha, the sound of gladness, Kalchosoin, the song of the voice of the bridegroom, Kalkala, the voice of the Kala, of the bride, Kal Omer Hodim Hashem Tzvakos, the voice and the sound of people saying, praise Hashem. V'msamchai, what is this maschari, what is the reward for somebody who's misamecha chasin? Amr Shuman Levi, Zoycha l'tayra, he merits to l'tayra, shenitim b'chamish koilus, which were given with five sounds. Shenemar, the pasuk in describing Matan Torah, v'hi b'yom ha-shlishi, was on the third day, v'yoyis ha-boiker in the morning, v'koilus u'brokim, there were sounds and thunder, v'onei kavod al-ahar, there was a mountain on the mountain, v'kol shayfer. So the word Kyle is mentioned twice, three times. And then there's another possibility. He called a shofar. There was a call a shofar. The lakim yanenu b'kol and the kadosh baruch hu responding with a sound. Ask the gemara, any? Are there only five sounds? The ksiv. There's another passage that says the kala arm rois the kailus. The entire people saw the sounds. Answers the gemara, oisin kailus. The kailus mentioned in this last passage, the kaidim matan tairahu, are those the same that are mentioned above, which all are emanated before the giving of the Torah. Rav Avuama, someone who makes a chasan happy, is ki'ilu kirkrif taida. It's as if he brought a toda carbon, the offering of thanksgiving. Shinemar, mevi'im taida, the passage that speaks about the chal chasan, the kalkala, concludes, mevi'im taida beis Hashem, they bring taida offerings to the temple of Hashem. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, someone who's mesameh chasam kala kilabon achs mechurves Yerushalayim. It's as if he built up one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Shnemar ki the pasuk concludes ki oshev eshvus aretz. I will return the captivity of the land kivrishayna as it was originally before it was destroyed. Amar Hashem, so says Hashem. V'amar avchel v'amar avhuna kol adam sheyesh ba Yerushalayim. Anyone who has Yerushalayim, he fears Hashem, Dvar of Nishmaim. His words are heard. As the Pasuk in Kehela says, Saif Davar, to sum it all up, Hakol Nishma, when everything is heard, has been heard, as Lakim Yirah, explains the Gemara, Mai Kizek Kala Adam, Amar Belez, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kala Oilam Kulai, the entire universe was only created, El Bishul Zeh, for the person who is Elokim Yirei, the person who fears Hashem. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Omar, Shokel Zeh, the person who fears Hashem is equal in importance, Keneged Kol Olam Kulai, as much as the rest of the world. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Omar, family Rabbi Shimon ben Zayma says, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai and others say, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Zayma who said, Kol Olam Kulai Leinivra, the entire world was not created, El Tzavs Lazer, just to serve as an accompaniment, to be company, and to help this person, this special person, who is the person of Yerushalayim. V'amrav Chelbo Amrav Huna, Kol Shidei V'chaveri Shurogalitim L'Shalim, anyone who knows that his friend is accustomed to always greet him, Yagdim Loi Shalom, the right thing is, you greet your friend first, Shinemar, Bakei Shalom, seek out peace, V'roifeyu, pursue it, pursue being Magdim Shalom. V'mnasanloi, and if a person greets someone else with Shalom, V'heloi Hechser, and the second person does not return that greeting, Nikra Gazlan, he's considered a robber. Shnemar, Bi'atem, Bi'atem, Hakerem, you have consumed the vineyard, Gezelis Ha'oni B'vateichen, the property raw from the poor is in your home. The property raw from the poor is the shalom. A poor person doesn't have much material wealth. But shalom, greeting a person, costs no money. And if you take that away, you've stolen from him.